411 Live.
Well, you can learn about issues that affect us every day. State of World, 411 Live.
Real people, real talk.
Made to help people in our community in every way. For your girl, 411 Live.
Carpe diem. Seize the day. Have you ever thought some talk? My guest today, push the door open. Carpe diem. I have three young black women with me, Jennifer Webster, Adrian Hunter, Anita Clinton. I have a CEO, a marketing strategist, and a new real estate agent. Along with two others, these young black women came together and decided to provide safe and affordable housing for the people who really need it in Milwaukee. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I should say, my developers, welcome.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is really, really great. The intro, I said, seize the day. Do you feel like that's kind of what you did?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes.
So how did this form? How did you get to this place?
I guess all eyes on me on that one. Huh? Well, it really started with a Facebook post. Someone I knew posted that the city was having a info session on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And so I saw it, and I got on that call. And so afterwards, I got a call from the lady that posted it, the person that I knew, and she said, "What did you think?" I said, "It was way over my head." She said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "So what are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going for it." She said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "You want to do it together?" I said, "Sure." And that's how that got started. And then I noticed while I was on the Zoom, I saw Jennifer. And at that time, Jennifer was working for me. And I thought, what's she doing on this call, you know? And so afterwards, she called me. And she said, "What did you think?" And I thought of the same thing. I said, "That was way over my head." And I said, "But Alice and I are going to go for it." Alice is one of our other business partners. And she said, "Can I tag along?" And I said, "Absolutely." You know, so maybe a day or two later, Anita and I talk all the time because we work on other projects together. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling her about it. And she said, "Oh, only like Anita can. That sounds interesting. I want to be a part of that." And it was like, "Absolutely." And so that's how we came together.
Okay. So let me kind of explain, set the foundation of what we're talking about. Yes. That you guys got excited about. So in 2021, the Milwaukee City Council allotted $15 million for the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, or ARP, funding for Milwaukee's, or I guess it's called Homes MKE program. And that is to renovate vacant houses in the city and return them to productive use. Mm-hmm. So that's what you guys saw, pulling emerging developers, current developers, walking them through the process of getting these houses, renovating these houses, right?
Yeah,
right.
So these are houses that have been sitting vacant for years.
And we have a lot of those.
And there's quite a few. It's quite a few that the city has owned. They've acquired these houses in different ways. Mm-hmm. But they're distressed properties. And so they have this money, this $15 million, as you said, and they put out an RFP for interested developers who wanted to come in to help renovate these properties. And then the cool thing about it is it's in neighborhoods that are low-income neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so we are renovating these properties. The city has kind of set a standard as to what type of material is going into the properties. And then there's a limit on, for the most part, how much we can sell them for. So they have to be affordable homes.
Yeah.
So they're made affordable. So you have individuals who may not even have considered that they can own a home. They can actually own a newly renovated property at a cost that they can actually afford.
You know, to me, this is so, so great. Because, you know, I've been hearing and reading about all of these out-of-state investors that are coming in, gobbling up property in the inner city, mm-hmm. Buying them and then renting them out to folks, and they don't live here. These investors, they don't live here, so they're not that concerned.
Right.
And some of these properties are unlivable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is actually, and they're renting these properties at, you know, exorbitant prices. Mm-hmm. But this is a chance for folks who, well, for them to become homeowners.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they probably thought, or some of them are thinking, I will always rent. Mm-hmm. But now there's a chance that they could own a home. And because the city has standards, we're talking about quality homes. Quality.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. That's the big
and
part.
Owning homes is, you know, it's one way that anybody can create generational wealth, mm-hmm. right? Because homes are going to go up in value, right. you know? And so if you can purchase a home now, you know, today for $75,000, $100,000, who knows what the price of that home's going to be in 10 years.
Yeah.
And in 20 years when you can hand it down to that next generation. And so it's, I think that as African Americans, I think that we have to do a better job as a community, as a whole, in creating generational wealth, having something that carries on from generation to generation. And, you know, I think we got some things that are coming into place to start, especially with Adrian, working, you know, to put that in place, because we don't teach our kids about finances. We don't teach our kids about, you know, savings, about investing. That isn't something that we do because no one taught our parents, you know? And so we got to shift that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got to change it. Okay. So you guys, telephone call, did you see it? Did you like it? You know, yeah, let's get together. Mm-hmm. So there are five of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you guys are all different. You bring different things to the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you bringing to the table?
So I can start. Okay. So I guess I'm bringing to the table my real estate expertise and skills. So back in, I want to say April, I obtained my license to sell real estate. And so I think that I've been able to give our team almost like an insider look as far as we have access to like the MLS and other platforms that we would not ordinarily have access to if we did not have a real estate agent on our team.
Right.
So that's my contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before I moved to Milwaukee, so I'm originally from Illinois. And before I moved here, I originated mortgages for 8 years. I was a real estate agent for 2 years, a broker for 4 years. And toward the end of my stay, so this is right before the last housing market crash.
Okay.
I started working with investors. You know, I was interested in helping people, once again, this whole concept of using real estate to generate wealth. And I enjoyed it. And so my family, we got involved in investing, but we got involved right toward the beginning of the housing crash.
Okay.
And I tell everyone, by the grace of God, we got out 3 weeks before the market crashed.
Oh, wow.
And so we renovated our 2-unit and sold it. But had we just 3 weeks later, like had anything had gone that delayed us, then we would have kind of been stuck mm-hmm. inside of that crash that affected pretty much everybody. And so I come with that experience, but also with marketing experience, graphic design. You know, we're going to have a website that we're putting up that I'm working on, and we want to do master classes. So bring in specialists, industry experts
nice.
To come talk to people. Let's tell them, let's explain to people what it is to own a home and what are all of those different variables that go into owning a home. So not only are you able to get an affordable house, but we want you to get a house that you can keep.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what I bring to the table.
Excellent.
Well, first I bring a strong, handsome man. It's actually six of us. 5 women, 1 man, and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the last 20 years, I started and I've led a nonprofit. Actually, we are celebrating, we're in our 20th year.
Oh, wow.
And so we're celebrating 20 years. So I bring the expertise of understanding how to run a business, understanding how to form a team, understanding risk, which is why I took the risk initially,
mm-hmm.
and development. You know, it's a dream. I brought a dream. I wanted to be a developer. For the last 5 years, I've been trying to break into that space, and it wasn't easy. But in the meantime, I've done the work. You know, went to YouTube University. I've sat under some really phenomenal mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand what it takes to negotiate. And so just having those negotiation skills. So I work with the government, and so we have to negotiate government contracts. And so one of the things I'm very pleased is that we have one of the premier agencies here in the city. And we work with kids with some very difficult behaviors. And so understanding what to do with that and how to negotiate having one of the only contracts where they bought my entire house and the beds, whether they're kids in the beds or not, that speaks volumes. And so it just, to me, prepares me to take that next step. And so when we're dealing with the city, just having that confidence and courage, even though I may not know by the time we leave here, we'll know it. We'll know what we need to know to elevate.
So. Right, right. And speaking of that, the other thing that I like about this project is it's like the city is not taking an emerging developer group and just saying, okay, here's some houses and take care of it. I mean, they are walking you through it, they right? Are.
Yes.
So when you talk about learning.
Yeah, we're really learning. We're getting a state-of-the-art education, you know, without the high price financing behind it. You know, usually what we go to school and you end up with a student loan for the next, for the rest of your life. You know, we don't have that. You know, they're holding our hand. Yeah. And if you're a good student, and I pride myself on being a great student, so whether I think I know it or not, I'm gonna listen to you. And so if you're a good student, you're going to learn, you're going to get a great education, a great opportunity to be educated in a space that, you know, it's only going to take you up from here. So, yeah. The city is we found favor with the city. We found favor with the reps. We found favor with many of the representatives from the city. Mm-hmm. And just to be able to sit down and go through the workbooks and have the patience, you know, not to expect us to have known it already. We applied under emerging developers, and it really is clear that they understand what that means. And so, yeah, it's a blessing. It's a program that we are truly going to benefit from and be able to turn that around and allow the city and the neighborhoods to benefit from us.
That is great.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, you know, anyone that has been successful will tell you that they didn't do it by themselves, right? And so I think we have positioned ourselves to make connections, to make contacts with, you know, the people in the city, with contractors, with all of the people that have their hands on this project, that are involved in this project. Those are contacts that we have no clue in the future where that's going to come into play.
Yeah.
That's true. That's good, Anita. Yeah.
So the city, so now you're one of their emerging developers. They accept you, and then they allocate you 5 houses. When you saw your houses, what did you think?
We cried. I think there was some immediate, like, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yeah.
Feelings.
Yeah, that was.
Adrienne hasn't been inside the houses yet. She refuses to go inside.
I'm gonna wait till they pour the concrete and get all the other unpaid residents out. You're not paying. You got to get out.
Yeah, these houses are in really, really, really rough shape. I think they're actually at the point of, like, were at the point of being demolished. Like, the city was planning to demolish these houses, but instead, I guess, are giving them a chance through this program. That's how bad of condition that they're in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I pulled up to the first one, so I'm kind of looking over to the side, and the roof has holes in it. And I see, like, a family of animals coming out the roof. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So we're pretty sure that there's more than one family in the homes, but we know for sure that there's one.
Oh, my goodness. Was that like raccoons?
It was squirrels.
Squirrels.
Yeah, it was a family of squirrels. It was about 5 squirrels that came out the roof.
Okay.
But I was like, wow.
But there are other families. Non-paying.
But that has not discouraged you, though.
Oh, no.
It's not. No. Because we can kind of see. We can see, you know. I think that each of us have an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
We're all a little anal about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the end result of our properties, they're going to be really good. I mean, it's going to really be a blessing to whatever families end up occupying those homes.
Yeah. Just the short time that I've been with you, and I've talked to each of you earlier, but it seems like you are women of vision. So that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. You have a vision and you can see
what
you
this
know, beyond what it
look like.
Looks yeah. like right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's what we're holding on to, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have pictures, right? So we can't wait. We have the before, right? And we can't wait to see and be able to compare those to the after. We can be able to say, you remember when?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. I'm Beverly Taylor. This is the 411 Live. Stay with us.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up and that frog will boil. As veterans, we can tell ourselves the lie that it's easier to stay in that boiling water, to disconnect. But you've never been interested in easy. You are not a frog.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Yo, camping buddy.
Boom.
Okay, you guys ready?
Dude, I thought you were driving.
I thought you were driving.
Oh, I never said I was driving.
I definitely can't drive.
Okay. If you're high, just don't drive. It's illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different.
I'm an ex-drug dealer, and I'll be your sub today.
Two milligrams of fentanyl can be lethal. A lethal dose is in here. Who gets it, I won't know.
It's cheap, it's potent, and it's profitable.
The sad reality is, fentanyl is being mixed into everything now.
More kitchen now.
Worried about your friend, but don't know how to reach out?
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can chat with them in VR. It's all good if you think you should check in. Yeah, you should.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health.
Whatever gets you talking.
Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org.
Welcome back to the 411 Live. I am talking to three emerging developers. I wanted to find out from you now where you are in the process. So you know your five houses, where they are, what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Where are you now?
Well, we got – that was a deep inhale.
Deep sigh, yeah.
Exhale, huh? So we have our contractor, at least one.
Okay.
We're looking for at least one to three more. And now we're trying to – agree on the bid estimate, so the construction costs of the first two homes.
Okay.
And one of them, I think they just put that one to the side, like, we might not even do this one. I'm just like, well, because it's going to take a lot. But the other, we just need the contractors to say we can do this and just kind of come down a little bit so the city can approve it.
Right.
And so yesterday we decided on another house, and just because we're just trying to see which one will fit within the constraints and the budget, mm-hmm. and the city's approval. So trying to get the contractors to be able to get this house, you know, up to par, beyond up to par. You know, yeah. we want new homes.
Right.
And
right.
and to be able to rehab this house at a price that can get approved. So that's been the struggle right now.
So is this whereas you'll get contractors to start working on one at a time or two at a time or all of them?
At least two. You know, we would like to see two at a time because we have a time frame to get this done.
Okay.
Which, you know, which is why we only selected five houses. We could have selected more.
Oh, I see.
But we just wanted five to get our foot in the door, mm-hmm. to get
our feet wet.
You know.
Yeah.
So to get in the door and then get wet. So
okay.
But yeah, so we could do two. And so if we get the right contractors and that can handle it and get it done and can work within the parameters that we're given, we're ready.
Wow.
Because we're ready.
Yeah.
We just need our contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the contractor we picked them because we were able to see the quality of their work. and we were all impressed.
Yes.
But, you know, typically with quality, there's typically a higher price.
Yes. Right.
And so we're trying to find a happy medium between mm-hmm. their price and what the city says is okay.
Right.
So that's kind of where we stand.
Yeah. That's where your negotiating skills come in, right?
Yeah, that's where yes. they come in.
Oh, my God.
We had a meeting of the minds on in the living room the other day. I'm like, well, just come on over here. Let's talk a little bit. So we're steady working. So we're going to – and we believe that we will come to a happy medium. Yeah. We do because, like Anita said, we have a great contractor.
Right.
And we found them in the first round. And many times when we were doing our legwork, our due diligence in the beginning, different ones were saying, you know, I wouldn't even get involved in that. You're going to have a hard time. Contractors are hard to find. But we knew we stood on what we believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we found favor in many areas in this project. Mm-hmm. And so in the first round, we got us a really good contractor who invited us to see their work. We mm-hmm. were leaving. Jennifer mm-hmm. and I were... We were over there. They had just did the walkthrough for our first property.
Mm-hmm.
And we had left, and my husband was there. And next thing I know, my husband texted me and said, hey, they want us to come on the south side and see their work.
Nice.
And we did. So okay. it was good work.
Okay. Very good. You know, as more people hear about you guys and what you're doing, you know, five black women, mm-hmm. young, plus one, your husband.
Mm-hmm. I get my plus one now.
You know, you will be an inspiration to others. You will be role models. How do you look at that, or how does that hat fit?
So I didn't consider it from that perspective until once we posted it, people started saying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really interesting because I was more concerned, if concerned is the word, with the fact that it was five women, right, and a man, but five women and five African-American women, so let's mm-hmm. be clear, and the stereotype that we can't work together, that
right.
we can't get along. And so for me, it was more focused, I was more focused on, okay, let's make sure that we do what we can do to keep this thing together, to deliver at the very end. And then I think that it's just an added benefit that we may become mentors to other people that
yeah.
are looking like, man, you know, if they can do this, we can probably do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Because you're already ready to write and document everything, right?
We are. Yeah, we're recording mm-hmm. and documenting everything,
mm-hmm.
every single thing. And so because at the end of the day, every city has homes that are distressed that the city end up owning. If you can take the strategy, the process, put it together and package it, it can be dropped just about in any city. Now, there may be maybe some differences, some mm-hmm. variables that may need to be adjusted. But for the most part, you can just take it, drop it into this next city and drop it into the next city and get it done, right? And so now you have a whole slew of homes that are affordable for people in areas that they never probably even considered home ownership,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just becomes so much bigger than just what we're doing here in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up in front of you is big.
Right.
But, you know, just listening to what you said, I mean, it could be really big. So are you guys kind of thinking of that really big picture, future, the possibilities?
Oh, I am, for
everybody
sure.
shaking
yeah.
head,
I'm
yeah.
so pro-big. Like, big is good.
Yes.
The bigger, the better. Yeah.
And plus that, if you do this, you know, this really well, I mean, the city will want to work with you again.
That's my goal.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Really would love to, you know, be the premier developer for the city.
What do you say to somebody who is hearing this and saying, I don't even know about this, and this sounds good to me? What advice would you give?
Take the first step.
Mm-hmm.
When the opportunity presents itself, take the opportunity. Even if you have no idea how it's going to end, how you're going to do it, one of the things that I've learned in my 48 years since being on the earth is there are times when I have taken steps and I was clueless, but I was brave enough to take the step, and miraculously, like, doors just opened. People
yeah.
came in my path that I needed to help me get to this next level. Resources showed up that I didn't even know existed. Especially so, we're all believers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when any time that God tells you to do something, it's going to be so much bigger than you can actually do. And I think that that's intentional because he don't want you to do it without him.
Right.
And so as we're stepping, resources are being opened up. As we're stepping, like I have people that are calling me like, hey, what you doing? I saw this posted on social media. We need to talk. Okay, let's talk, you know. But opportunities, when the opportunities come there, take the step and be open to the resources, to all of the other things that are going to come with it. Yeah. Even if you can't see it, you don't understand it, you have no idea how it's going to all work out. In the end, you just got to trust and believe that it's going to work out.
Yeah. I think you're kind of saying don't get in the way of your opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In here, right?
In, right.
This
in
has stopped so many people from doing so many big things. I'm of the belief that we all are here to do something unique, something great in our lifetime. And so many people die without even touching what was available to them.
I agree. And I would just add on to that, collaboration over competition, and that we can accomplish more together. Had I gone after the bid on my own, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. But I think all of us coming together and collaborating all of our joint expertise and all of our resources, we were able to find the favor. And so now we're able to go after this. And so I would say just don't be afraid to work with other people.
Right, right. And knowing each other's strengths, that helps too. And you're business people, so I'm sure that you have, you know, your little agreement among you, you know, so everything's on paper, so line you won't go, well, you told me this, and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, everything's in place, right?
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
And once you've done business before and hit a few hurdles and had to jump over a few hurdles or ran and fell into a few potholes, you know that any good business venture requires a good infrastructure and legal structure. Yeah. And if you're offended by that, you're not ready. And so once you've been accomplished in business, you know that let's put it on paper. And then you understand, too, that when you're moving in business, it's a live document. That means that there's going to be a time where we have to come back to the table and modify the agreement. But when you have the right people at the table, and if you're careful about being a great student, you're okay with that.
Yeah.
If offense kick in, you're not ready.
Yeah.
And so we ready.
You ready.
That's what you're saying. You said we ready.
We ready.
We ready.
Hashtag we ready.
Well, ladies, I am so glad that you came. You're an inspiration. I wish you all the best in this venture. This is wonderful. We'll have to bring you back again when we've got some houses and we got new pictures and the whole bit. That'll be wonderful to talk about, too. Yeah. So this has been wonderful. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
So Adrian Hunter, Anita Clinton, Jennifer Webster, developers of Servant Manor. Thank you again for all your endeavors.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of the 411 Live. We are a nonprofit organization looking at community issues and bringing them to you. If you'd like to help us out, go to our website, the411live.org. I'm Beverly Taylor. Again, this is the 411 Live. Real people, real talk. If you would like to check out past episodes, there are many ways. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like and watch us on Facebook. Watch and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you have suggestions for future episodes, go to our website, the411live.org.